All right. Got a couple words to say for everybody. Hey, everyone. Wow. Look at us. Here, 10 years later, somehow still us. I know it's been a long time. Probably too long. But the fact that each of you made the trip out here, it means the world to me. I missed you all. It's funny, you know? 10 years felt so out of reach back then. None of us knew where we'd end up, and here we are. Some of us live in our dreams, others taking it day by day, me included. And honestly, I wouldn't trade this moment for anything. And yeah, maybe some part of tonight is for her. For Lacey. I know we all felt it when we lost her. A piece of our group just kind of went away. I thought tonight could be our chance to remember her. Together. And maybe heal a little. I think she'd love that. So here's to old friends. To the ones we loved. And to the memories we've got left. Let's make tonight one to remember, yeah? Cheers!
Oh, no way. Dude, I haven't seen you forever. How you been?
Hey. Do you mind if we step out for a bit? I could use some fresh air. Maybe a little heart to heart. Great. It'll only take a sec, I swear. Okay, follow me. Thank you, for being here. Really. Yeah, I really wanted you to come. When I saw that invite, I honestly didn't expect you to show up. When I didn't hear back, I thought, well, guess they moved on. Life happens, right? No, I get it. But, I'm glad you're here. So, how have things been? You seem different. In a good way. You look good. Really. Corporate. Wow. Doesn't sound like you. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get all sentimental. Just seeing you again, it's bringing a lot back. Like how close we all were. The late nights. The stupid things we laugh about. Even if it all fell apart in the end. And, there's something else. I wanted to apologize for not going to Lacey's funeral back then. It felt, strange, you know? She was my best friend, but seeing her like that, it was too much. I thought I'd rather remember her the way she was, but I know I let you down by not being there. I hope you don't hold it against me. I missed you a lot. Sometimes I'd wondered what life would have been like if things had turned out differently. If she had made a different choice. No. Sorry for getting all sappy. I just wanted to say that, but yeah. Thanks again for coming. I'm gonna go back inside now before I absolutely die on the spot. Okay, have a nice night. You know where to find me. Hey. Didn't expect you here, but I guess that's kind of your thing, isn't it? Right place, wrong time. Some people just don't know when to stop asking questions. I tried to warn him, try to keep it friendly, you know? But he just had to keep digging, and I couldn't let him ruin the night for the rest of us. For you. I know this looks bad, but some secrets, they're better kept buried. No one needed to know, not after all this time. Hey. Are you afraid of me now? After everything we've been through? I'm the same person you knew back then. The same friend who was there every time you needed someone. Every time she left you hanging. I wouldn't hurt you. You know that, right? Whoa,
hey.
Shh. I told you. I missed you. And I won't let anyone get between us again.
Hey, you're finally awake. You had me waiting, you know? But that's okay. I've got all the time in the world now. We're alone. Just you and me. Everyone else. Oh, they left a couple days ago. I told them you had to leave early. Family emergency and all that. You know how easy it is to say one thing and everyone just believes it? Amazing, isn't it?
Hey, shh. Don't struggle. It's just me. It's always been me, hasn't it? 10 years. Huh. 10 long years, and finally, I have you all to myself. No more secrets. No more distractions. No more her.
You probably wondered what really happened back then, didn't you? With Lacey. Everyone did. She was so perfect, wasn't she? Best friends since we were kids. We shared everything. Our laughs, our secrets, and then, of course, our feelings for you. It was all supposed to be so simple. Just me and her, best friends forever. And then you walked in and she just couldn't help herself. Like I didn't even exist. Like everything I felt didn't matter. She even told me she'd asked you out. That she knew how I felt but thought you liked her, so she just went for it. Just like that. I couldn't fucking believe it at the time. After all those years, she was willing to just toss me aside for one date with you. And she wanted me to just understand. So, the day of your date came, and I invited her out for one of our usual walks. I told her I wanted to clear the air. She thought I was just being the good friend, wanting to support her. She wanted to apologize, you know? She actually thought I'd be okay with it all. That I'd forgive her. She started going on and on about how sorry she was and how she couldn't help the way she felt about you.
No, but I get it. I couldn't help how I felt about you either. I remember looking at her and just feeling this calm set over me. I told her I understood, and I really did. She seemed relieved, like everything was okay, and then we just moved past it, somehow. And then I ended it, just like that. One moment we were laughing, and the next it was over for her. No more betrayal, no more excuses, just silence. And now, here you are, mine at last. No more Lacey in the way, no more interruptions, no one to take you from me. To steal what I've waited so long for. You're exactly where you're supposed to be, baby. Right here with me. And I'm gonna make you love it. Honestly, you know, right now I'm kind of spoiled for choice. I've dreamt about you being tied up here in my bed every night. Fuck. I don't know where to begin. There was one time we were in high school and I was running for my class and I tripped in the hallway. You helped me up. You carried me to the nurse's office when I hurt my ankle. Fuck. My favorite memory, if I'm being honest. I fucked myself right there, behind the nurse's curtain while she went to go grab a few things. I wondered how your hands feel. Wrapped around my waist, squeezing me. If you're really as strong as you look. Yeah, I think I know what I want to do. I want to taste you. Does that sound good? Yeah? Good. I tell you to brace yourself, but you look pretty. How hard you are, I would have thought you were the one waiting 10 years. Oh, fuck. Stop moving. I've been waiting so long for this, and you're gonna let me fucking have it. It tastes even better than I imagined. Insane. You have no idea how fucking happy I am. You know, I think if you keep being so nice to me, I'm gonna die. But then again, I kinda like looking at you like this. You're always so much bigger than me, you know? Like a mountain I couldn't climb, but now you're so small. I was so nervous, you know? I was was gonna wait until you were alone again when you were drunker. And then I was gonna ask you if you wanted to have a little alone time. And hopefully by then you would have been more receptive after my little apology. You need to stop. Stop. You're not allowed to come unless it's inside me. Yeah. Ooh. You got it a little harder then. Did you know that was possible? Fuck, you taste good. Okay. If I sat on your face, right? There we go. Just as I thought. You look so pretty under me. Open your mouth, baby. Yeah. I'm not gonna cooperate. Have it your way. You like that, don't you? You sick fuck. Yeah. Stick out your tongue. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. All of me. But you accepted our fucking date offer. And now here we are. And now here I am. And now I get to have you in the end. Yeah. You. Fuck. Mm-hmm.